He spun about and began to stride back toward me, his scarred face contorted in rage. But I, in a rage myself, wouldn't give way. "I can't wait till Providence," I shouted at him. "I'll go right to the courts. You won't be Captain Long. You'll be seen by everyone as the cruel despot you are." And I spat upon the deck by his boots. My words made him turn as pale as a ghost with murder in his eye. But then, abruptly, he gained control of himself and, as he'd done on previous occasions, whirled about and left the deck. I turned away, feeling triumphant. Much of the crew had seen it all. But there were no more hurrahs. The moment passed. Nothing more was said, save by Grimes, who insisted that I take lessons in the handling of a knife, carrying it, using it, even throwing it. On my first watch off, he had me practice on the deck for 3 hours. 2 more days passed without incident. In that time, however, the sky turned a perpetual gray. The air thickened with moisture. Winds rose and fell in what I thought was a peculiar pattern. Toward the end of the second day, when Barlow and I were scraping down the capstan, I saw a branch on the waves. A red bird was perched on the branch. "Look!" I cried with delight, pointing to the bird. "Does that mean we're close to land?" Barlow hauled himself up to take a look. He shook his head. "That bird's from the Caribbean, 1,000 miles off. I've seen them there. Blood bird, they call them."
"What's it doing here?"
After a moment, he said, "Storm driven."
I looked at him in surprise. "What kind of a storm would blow a bird that far?" I asked, wide-eyed.
"Hurricane."
"What's a hurricane?"
"The worst storm of all." "Can't we sail around?"
Barlow again glanced at the helm, the sails, and then at the sky above. He frowned.
"I heard Mr. Hollybrass and Jaggery arguing about it. To my understanding," he said, "I don't think the captain wants to avoid it."
"Why not?"
"It's what Grimes has been saying. The captain's trying to move fast. If he sets us right at the hurricane's edge, it'll blow us home like a pound of shot in a 2-pound cannon.
"What if he doesn't get it right?"
2 pounds of shot in a 1-pound cannon.